Promotion, or marketing communications, is the creation and maintenance of communication with target markets. In marketing, promotion is usually thought of as comprising a strategic mix of advertising, public relations, sales promotions, and personal selling. Promotion is an extremely important part of the marketing mix. It makes consumers aware of and interested in the product on offer. It is crucial that marketers effectively and efficiently communicate their message about their product to the marketplace. Promotion often sends messages about the other parts of the marketing mix, the product, pricing, and distribution. Integrated Marketing Communications, IMC, describes the coordination of promotional efforts to maximize their effectiveness. The goal of IMC is to consistently send the most effective possible message to the target market. The four main components of IMC are advertising, public relations, sales promotion, and personal selling. With a basic understanding of each component of the promotion mix and some of their relative strengths and weaknesses, a manager can consider how they are chosen and combined. The most effective choice and mix of promotion elements will vary with the specific goals of the marketing effort, individual product characteristics, individual target market characteristics, the nature of the marketing organization itself, and the resources and budget available to the marketer. Advertising is the paid promotion of a business, products, and brands to a mass audience using traditional mass media such as television, radio and newspapers, signage, and emerging media such as mobile phone networks. Within the IMC strategy, the overall advertising plan is known as the advertising campaign. Any decisions about advertising should be made in the context of an IMC approach. The key steps in creating an advertising campaign are: understand the market environment, know the target market, set specific objectives, create the message strategy, allocate resources, select media, produce the advertisement, place the advertisement, and evaluate the campaign. Public relations describes promotional efforts designed to build and sustain good relations between an organization and its stakeholders. Stakeholders include customers, employees, neighbors, shareholders, regulators, governments, competitors, the media, and society in general. In contrast to advertising, which often promotes products, brands, or the organization through direct paid communications in the media, public relations uses written materials, sponsorships, giveaways, good deeds, and other ways to generate positive publicity and goodwill toward the organization. Public relations is also used reactively to counter poor publicity or as a part of crisis management. The main outcome of public relations is publicity. Publicity is the exposure a marketing organization receives when it obtains free coverage in the media. Sales promotions are short-term activities designed to encourage consumers to purchase a product or encourage resellers to stock and sell a product. Sales promotions offer some extra benefit or incentive above and beyond the intrinsic value of the product. Sales promotion can be directed at the final consumer, consumer promotions, or to those in the marketing channel, trade promotions. Sales promotion methods aimed at the consumer include free samples, premiums, loyalty programs, contests, coupons, discounts, refunds, rebates, point of purchase promotions, and event sponsorships. Trade promotions include trade allowances, gifts and premium money, cooperative advertising, and dealer listings. Personal selling is a personal communication with consumers to persuade them to buy products. Personal selling is the most expensive form of promotion as it requires the full dedication of a salesperson to a customer, but it does have strong advantages, in particular that the salesperson can tailor the promotion to the customer's needs. Salespeople play a very important role for some companies and are the public face of the business. Many marketing organizations manage the personal selling process by using the INPLCF model, which stands for Information, Needs, Product, Leverage, Commitment, Close, Follow-up. In managing the sales force, the sales manager needs to establish sales force objectives and targets, determine the appropriate size and location of the sales force, recruit salespeople, train salespeople, compensate salespeople, and monitor and motivate performance. There are many promotional methods available to an organisation in addition to advertising, public relations, sales promotion, and personal selling. Sponsorship is the paid association of a brand with an event or person. A company develops a sponsorship relationship with a particular event, providing financial support in return for the right to display a brand name, logo, or advertising. Ambush marketing is the presentation of marketing messages at an event that is sponsored by an unrelated business or even a competitor and can be extremely successful. Product placement is the paid inclusion of products in movies, television shows, video games, songs, and books. Guerrilla marketing refers to highly creative, aggressive, and unconventional marketing approaches, most commonly used by small businesses that cannot afford large-scale marketing efforts. Viral marketing is the use of electronic social networks to spread a marketing message from one person to another.